How to Win the War on Waste in 90 Days Using the Mission Statement. We made an observation early on. It wasn't a life-changing experience, but it was part of many of our conversations. We noted that the mission statement is rarely involved in decision-making. Once a few bright MBAs put a mission statement together, it goes somewhere to die. It just isn't involved in the daily routine of business. We wondered why. Why is so much time spent on developing a mission statement that is never actively used in running the business?
It is almost as if it were part of a checklist for executives. It is the third thing on the list every CEO must do. Do we have a mission statement? If so, go to the next item. If not, make one. We actually thought that many of the mission statement that we had seen were pretty good. They weren't perfect, but they were good starting points. So why weren't they used to guide business decisions? They could somehow be part of the touchstone that related a decision to the mission of the company. So we looked at a few options and came up with the following. It involves linking improvements of tribal knowledge with mission. We use a 2x2 grid to illustrate this concept. It goes like this. You can see the accompanying chart, which is mission relevance as the horizontal component, improving tribal knowledge as the vertical box, vertical line, and you have high and low as the horizontal box for the mission relevance is low on the left, high on the right. Improving tribal knowledge is high on the top, low on the bottom. Starting in the upper right-hand corner, if you have high mission relevance and high improvement of tribal knowledge, that's star material. If it's low on mission relevance but high on improving tribal knowledge, that's good for growth. If it's high on mission relevance but low on improving tribal knowledge, it's good for the master plan. But if it's low on mission relevance and low on whether it improves tribal knowledge, it better improve, generate a lot of cash. A manager uses this chart to judge the quality of an idea. A good idea is both high on mission relevance and high in its improvement of tribal knowledge. Of course, we call this idea star material from the mission relevance perspective. So using this chart, it becomes a key touchstone of the innovation culture, and it satisfies our interest in integrating the mission to key decisions. For instance, if we were to judge a decision to outsource production offshore, it would be low on improvement of tribal knowledge. So it had better generate a lot of cash or be good for the master plan. Most war on waste ideas are so small in their impact on company mission that they rarely get on the radar here. But it helps for employees to run their ideas past the touchstone to gain experience using it. The touchstone is a necessary component of any good analysis, but it is not sufficient to complete the assessment of an idea for business. That is where we use the following ROI analysis tool. And that is return on investment versus value. If something has got high return on investment and high value, then that's a strategic initiative. If it's got low cost on return on investment, low cost, but high value, that's what the war on waste focuses on. If it's high cost but low value, these are principally essential support activities. And if it's low on cost and low on value, then it's a big waste. This duet of testing, the ROI and mission relevant tests, is now the baseline for evaluating an idea. In the innovation culture, mission relevance is a touchstone for testing all decisions. As we noted, there are two parts of this process. One of the traditions, touchstones, is the traditional ROI, and that analysis, costs and benefit, are weighed against each other. The second involves mission statement. In this, a touchstone is used to test whether an idea is going to increase tribal knowledge. It must also be relevant to the mission. In this approach of decision making, a mission statement provides a standard for good decisions. So it is necessary to understand what a good mission is. It is vital to know why a mission statement is key to this process. Basically, a mission statement states the organization's reason for being, its raison d'etre. It states how it will serve its key stakeholders, customers, employees, and investors. The mission statement should state why the company exists. It will serve as a guide for actions within the organization. It provides the framework or context in which strategies are formed. As we noted, the mission statement is meant to be a unifying statement. It brings all stakeholders to the same understanding of what a company is about. It is a statement that everyone can get behind. Monsanto's mission was a good example to get set a standard. Double crop yield in 20 years. This mission created a base for immediate action. They sold off low mission relevant know-how. For example, bovine growth hormone. It was no longer relevant to the mission of doubling crop yield in 20 years. And the whole company focused on research that dramatically improved crop yield in major crops such as corn and soybeans. Other good mission statements are Google's, to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. A question: how does this mission statement help rationalize a product like Android? It shifted the focus from its search engine product to a smartphone. It works. The mobile phone really makes information universally acceptable, accessible, and useful. Or look at Intel, their statement: this decade, we will create and extend computing technology to connect and enrich the lives of every person on Earth. Their time frame is 10 years. The goal of this mission is very clear when you want to reach everyone with your product. Is that really possible? You answer that. How well are they doing? Putting your strategy hat on, what more could they do? There seems to be some confusion between mission statement and a vision statement, so a few comments are needed. In essence, a vision is a future-oriented declaration of purpose and aspirations. It is a view of where you want to go. A mission is how are you going to accomplish the vision. NASA's vision is very clear: to be a leader in space exploration. But its mission is to send a man to the moon in 10 years and bring him back alive. A clear vision is a source of inspiration. It provides clear decision-making criteria. All too often, organizations anguish over finding the right vision and mission statement. They then expend great effort getting the organization in sync with these statements. They do so by realigning strategy, tactics, goals, and objectives. Changes often require a major consensus building and education effort. This is a lot of work. In today's business environment, we must be highly responsive. Organizations must be dynamic. So don't worry if you get the mission or vision wrong and not quite right. The process of invoking the mission with every decision will morph the mission statement. Over time, it will morph to a more precise statement of what it needs to be. Problems only exist when the mission statement is not part of everyday thinking. The process of developing the mission and vision starts with what is perceived. In other words, where are we? Where do we want to be? When should we be there? The when adds the required sense of urgency. Very few companies have a formal mission that could function as a touchstone. Yet there is often an implicit mission or vision. Apple may be a good example. Steve Jobs' actions spoke volumes. In 1984, just before he was ousted from Apple, the mission statement was to produce high-quality, low-cost, easy-to-use products that incorporate high technology for the individual. We are proving that high technology does not have to be intimidating for non-computer Then, on his return, his actions created the implicit mission of innovation, technology leadership, and simple, intuitive, easy-to-use products. We are not enamored by any of the following mission statements. They are adequate examples that could probably get adjusted with constant review and the mission relevance decision-making. Amazon's vision: to be the Earth's most customer-centric company, to build a place where people can come to find and discover anything they may want to buy online. Facebook's mission: to give people the power to share and make the world more open and connected. Twitter has a new mission statement: to instantly connect people everywhere to what's most important to them. Nike's mission statement: to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. Southwest Airlines: dedication to the highest quality of customer service delivered with a sense of warmth, friendliness, and individual pride and company spirit. I love riding with Southwest Airlines because all employees embrace this mission with gusto. It is just plain fun to fly with them. My vision, by the way, is to be the leader in getting CEOs to adopt the war on waste as a tool to create a culture of innovation. It is a new management approach that encourages all employees in mission-driven change. This change will improve mission-relevant know-how, and it will provide sustained internal growth. This is almost obvious given my bias about that issue, but it required a comment. I have a lot of experience in doing what I noted in my mission statement. I have helped companies improve know-how, but I could not sustain the results. That was a personal bugaboo of mine, so that led to the mission statement of my business. I will achieve my mission with my mission statement, my vision with my mission statement. It's to lead corporate change with the war on waste in at least 6 industries. My goal is to achieve internal growth rates that are double the industry average. Internal growth is the best indicator of the success of my mission. It requires a company to know the industry average internal growth, first of all. Once known, it will set the baseline to drive them to become industry leaders in that industry. These objectives are not spectacular. I know that they are doable. More importantly, once a CEO makes it an agenda item, it will be done. The organization will be sensitized to paying attention to the CEO's agenda. This is not a metric that is part of most organizations. Know-how has never been held up as a touchstone per se. It is an acknowledged part of the organization, but never measured. I would like to conclude this discussion with the following observation. the 2x2 grid relating a decision on how it relates to the mission statement and company know-how is a great way to anchor all business decisions. This builds a consensus and a sense of purpose that is essential to the culture of innovation. It is a culture that incubates best business practices. This is the end of Chapter 5 of How to Win the War on Waste in 90 Days. You can find out more about the War on Waste in the one of two websites, www.waronwasteacademy.com or www.lenbertainsbooks.com. Whichever you choose, you will learn a lot more about the war on waste and how you might participate in a war on waste project. Thank you very much. See you in the next chapter.